Who's Paul Hopkins and Paul Hopkins? On my own this evening, so I'm back in Birmingham and Claire is in Orpington. Till the end of the week, and then we have a week together. Yay! And why am I telling you about location things? Well, because I'm talking about Foursquare Swarm and the latest iteration of Foursquare. Now that it's being separated, or Foursquare is being separated into two parts. And this conversation now about where's all the mayorships gone and stuff. Black 73 Cat has been talking about that. Hello, sir. And De La Gambler has been talking about it. You sound like Gareth Mitchell. I've been trying off of, is it called Digital Planet? Yeah, go and look up BBC World Service. Look on Digital Planet. Look for a guy called Gareth Mitchell. De La Gambler, you sound like him. It's the way you speak, it's the way you speak, definitely, I think, anyway. You're probably going to say, don't sound anything like him, but I think you do, without comparing you to directly. And he does click as well, something else, doesn't he, and stuff. Not you, him, Gareth Mitchell. Anyway, what do I think about the whole mayor thing? I don't think it ever was a game. I think that in the early days of location-based services, you wanted the landmarks and the destinations, the locations, whatever you want to call it, establishments, to be as accurate as possible. Now, there was nowhere in Foursquare that you couldn't find a place for. I remember, and this is partly about voiceover as well, and I know that some of our sighted members of the community that kind of interact with the VR community will know that we use voiceover. I used a thing called Blind Square at the Olympic Park, which uses Foursquare. And it was great because the Olympic Park was up for all of 5 minutes, wasn't it, in terms of what was there. And yet everything that I wanted was there, so I could check in, of course, but equally I could find it. Now, if one person checks in and says, yeah, that's where it is, they could be lying, couldn't they? Could be anywhere within reason, and unless you've got an algorithm that says that person wasn't there, how are you going to know? So, but when if you've got thousands of people checking in one place, then it's obvious that's where the place is, and you can probably pick up. I don't know. I'm not a professional in this regard, an expert even, but I would imagine you can probably pick all those pings up from people's mobile phones and go, yeah, well, as obvious where it is, there's a massive conglomerate of pings. There's 1,000 pings in that champagne bar that was temporary, albeit, in the Olympic bar. So that must be where it is. And, of course, that's where it is. Because lots and lots of pings say it is. There's a big crowd of pings, like, shining as a beacon on a map. So, but you're not going to get people to give that information away in the early days, because we were all a little bit, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? These things knows where I am and everyone knows where I am. And that's why I think things like Find Friends and Google Latitude and that, in my opinion, weren't very successful. I don't think they were. Foursquare was successful. Why? Because let's introduce a point scoring system so people think it's a bit of a game. And it was a game, and it is a game. But you check in, you get explorer badges, you get this, that, and the other. Well, of course, because we need an incentive for you, or needed an incentive for you to interact with this newfangled stuff. So rather than doing the Facebook thing and, you know, taking two steps forward, people object to the second step, you take one back. So you still take one step forward, but then you quietly take the other step forward again. On a slower dance when people have calmed down. Foursquare maybe decided to go, well, yeah, let's get people checking in. I mean, what a great idea. Checking in, being mayor, getting points. Bang, there you go. Lots of people giving away their information because it's a bit of fun. Very clever, if that was the case, if that was the intention. So, yeah, that was... And then we all did it, didn't we? And... Now, they don't need you to, I suppose, because we're kind of more or less used to it. So the game thing is lost. Well, we haven't got that game to play anymore. No, you haven't. But if you look at the settings, from what Dalek Gambler said, they're all set. All the passive location check-ins, so the settings are set to on. So even when you are just not doing anything with your phone, you're not checking in anywhere, Foursquare is on. I think it would be a bit like the old radar thing that you would have on it. So you would keep, it would, the phone would keep constantly pinging your location. And there you go. So that's, those things were switched up. So they've gone back to more like a Facebook model now, I suspect, where, you know, a lot of time these things are just switched on automatically with Facebook and you have to go in and turn them off. So you opt in, you're opted in automatically and you opt out if you wish, rather than, oh, we need to get you to try and opt in because it's a newfangled thing, as I said earlier. That's my theory anyway. Regarding those of us using VoiceOver, just a quick note, I did write to Foursquare. Well, I put a review up on their site, on their on the Swarm app, and it might be there if you go and want to have a go and have a look. And explaining that it doesn't work with a VoiceOver and that we've enjoyed very good track records of accessibility from Foursquare in recent times. So why would it not be the case that we're not going to do that with Swarm? And what are we going to be involved in their master plan in terms of the second part of it, let alone the first? And I haven't heard anything back from them yet. I also wrote them an email through their support email on the app. So I'd urge you to do the same. Just write them a diplomatic letter, email, sorry, and ask them what if they have plans or when, more like when are you going to, when will we expect accessibility? Shame that you haven't got it straight away. And I don't think that's very cool at all, because you're not going to get any credit for it. You do it once, you go, oh, it's not accessible, sorry, yeah, we know. Now, because you've told us, we put it right, you get good publicity. Now, you haven't put it right, you haven't done anything with it, but you've got a track record of so doing, so you look worse. So it's not a good thing to do, really. And as far as I know, in terms of it working with other apps, apparently the back door stuff is still the same. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. And I'm going to try and firm that up a little bit more when I have an interview tomorrow with somebody. I can't say too much yet, but I shall put it up as soon as I have it. It was supposed to happen today. We've got our times and separate time zones mixed up and stuff. And we'll see what gets said there. But I think the third-party app manufacturers are hoping that the back door stuff will stay the same. Okay, that's me done for now. And I apologise if someone's already said all of this, but I'm not aware that they have. So speak to you soon. Bye.